Okay, well, welcome everyone. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm a telepathic animal communicator, and I teach nature and animal workshops, and I lead trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild. I'm so excited. I'm going to Baja next week to spend some time with the gray whales again, and I have not been down there for 8 years, so this is really exciting to be back there in that energy field of absolute and total love. I have one other little announcement, too, coming up about a week after I get back. On Sunday, February 21st, I'm offering a teleclass called Expanding Your Consciousness with Whales and Dolphins. So it's just a little two-hour class at noon Eastern Time, and you'll find all about that on my website, marygetten.com, and just go to the schedule, and you'll find a way to sign up there. So I'm really excited to be here today and share this meditation with you. I started this global water healing meditation about a year and a half ago at the request of my orca friend Granny. And it happens on the first Friday of every month if you're new to this call. And I have different facilitators from around the world host the call and take us on some sort of a meditation or journey to do some healing work for the waters of the planet. So it's something really we should be doing every day, and this monthly call is just to kind of keep us juiced up and give us different ways of looking at it or different methods we can try. And I'm really excited today to have Madeline Walker here. Madeline's calling in from the UK, and I first met her a couple years ago when I was speaking at a conference in England. We went and spent a day together in Glastonbury. And since then, we've both been presenters at the Cetacean Summit the last 2 years, and we are also both contributing authors to the new book, Dolphins and Whales Forever. But Madeline is also an animal communicator, and she's a spiritual empowerment coach, and really, her mission is to raise humankind's awareness of the incredibly deep connections we have with our animals, and also to, you know, share the importance of their messages of healing. And she travels a lot to work with wild species. She's worked with lions and elephants and whale sharks and whales, and she lives a really amazing life. So I'm very excited to see what she's bringing us today. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, Madeline.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mary, and thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this, because I really feel from the animal kingdoms that I'm on this mission to, as you said, you know, raise awareness of the importance of the animal kingdom and the nature realms to help us to help them help the planet. And obviously, you know, we live on this blue planet with all this incredible ocean and water energy, and if we don't start listening to the nature realms, to the elementals, the devas, all the animal species, you know, we're really failing our beautiful planet. So we really have to listen to their messages of reconnecting us with the source of all. And of course, you know, the whales, and I'm also working with the dragon energies, which might sound a bit strange, but I feel they're beautiful beings that are coming into our consciousness now to work with the whales, to help us to reawaken our kind of soul memories. And what they say is that water connects us to the all. It holds the memory of time and space, and every drop in the oceans of our beloved blue planet holds the memories and codes of all life. And the whales and dragons know these codes. So they're coming in now to really work with these beautiful whale cetacean beings and the cosmic whales to really expand our consciousness, to know that we can work together to create incredible healing and our beautiful heaven on earth. So I asked the dragons to come in today and to help me share some of their wisdom and to give me some way of perhaps suggesting healing techniques that you could perhaps work with after today and see how it resonates with you and see how it makes you feel when I'm giving you their words to guide you to send beautiful diamond, golden diamond light healing into all the earth systems, the inner earth systems, and all the oceans and water systems of our planet. So that's the kind of essence and the flavor of today. So I really hope that resonates and that you'll enjoy it. So, okay, so just start by taking some beautiful, lovely, long, deep breaths. All the way in and all the way out. And I'm just going to start some music just to take us on this journey. So really feel that gentle rise as you breathe all the way in. And gentle fall as you breathe out. Notice the cool air as you breathe in. And the slightly warmer air as you breathe out. And each time you breathe out, just say to yourself, I can relax even more. I can relax even more. And notice each time you breathe out, you feel your body responding beautifully as your shoulders drop a little more. And you can sink down and down, further down and down into that beautiful place of knowing, that place that connects you with the source of all. This is your special time just for you to connect with the all, to bring about, facilitate beautiful healing into the waters of our beloved planet. And so whenever you're ready, imagine you're standing either on a mountaintop or a beautiful wild space in nature. Imagine you're standing there really feeling the energy of the planet beneath your feet. Perhaps you could imagine standing there with your arms outstretched, sending your love and your gratitude to our wonderful, wonderful planet. Breathing in the air and just sending so much gratitude to all that we have, the abundance of our beautiful Mother Gaia. And then imagine you feel a presence coming closer and closer, a huge presence, but a very loving, a very gentle presence. And you suddenly start to hear the sound of beating wings, huge wings, coming through the cosmos, coming through the Earth's atmosphere, coming down now. And these are the healing dragons. Beautiful cosmic dragons coming now to help us heal the earth. These beautiful beings are coming down and they're kind of raining their golden fire very gently all over you. And it's a beautiful golden diamond light that they're breathing down on top of you. This beautiful golden diamond light is being absorbed into all the water molecules of your body. All the water that resides within you. And every molecule inside your body holds all the knowledge of all that is. So imagine your whole body beginning to resonate with this golden diamond firelight from the dragons. So every molecule in your body is expanded and fired up with this beautiful golden diamond light. And then imagine the soles of your feet can open up and you can send roots down into the earth, down into the inner earth crystal and the inner oceans and the artesian wells and all the inner earth water. So you can send that golden fire, diamond light down into the earth and into the inner earth water systems. Imagine spreading it down and down, wider and wider, as far as you could imagine sending it. And then imagine this beautiful golden diamond light in the water systems, bursting out into the natural springs that feed the lakes, that feed the rivers and the streams. Imagine this golden light pouring out now, bringing that purity and that wonderful, wonderful golden diamond energy. And see the rivers feeding that energy through the countryside, through all the countries, and down into our oceans. See the waterfalls cascading down the golden light, bringing those light codes, those healing light codes, into every molecule of water, down into the oceans. And then the whales come and the whales start to absorb the golden light and transmit the 2.9 megahertz, the divine feminine frequency, which mixes and mingles with the golden light. Again, transmitting these vibrations, these frequencies, into all of the oceans. So just sense your power of sending that energy down into the earth and out into the water systems throughout all the countries of the planet and then into the oceans. Just imagine sending all that golden light down through your body, down through the roots, down and down into the inner earth oceans, and then out. And the whales, again, are transmitting this incredible frequency that's expanding and activating the golden diamond light even more. And then imagine the sea dragons coming now to assist the whales. And they breathe the golden diamond light into all the bleached corals. Imagine you can travel with them now. Imagine that you can be there with them. The wonderful whales and these beautiful sea dragons. Healing all these beautiful coral gardens. Regenerating the life. See that all the coral polyps burst into life. Imagine the whole ocean becoming golden. Imagine the golden light healing all the fish that are polluted with the mercury, transmuting any radioactivity. Imagine the sea dragons transmuting all pollutants and the oil spills. See them all transmuted into the golden diamond light. Creatures glowing in their wonderful colors. And the sea sponges begin to grow and multiply and work to transmute again any pollutants as they absorb the golden diamond light. So they can send that golden diamond light into the inner earth oceans beneath the ocean floor and then up through the oceans as well. The golden dolphins leaping and jumping for joy. Just journey with the sea dragons wherever you feel drawn, whatever area of the planet you feel you'd like to work with them to transmute any pollutant. Any damage to our beautiful water of our planet, our blue planet. Maybe sending the golden light to Fukushima, the water around Fukushima. See the golden light spreading far and wide. And create a beautiful area, like a portal or a plasma ship for the whales to swim through, the whales that have been maybe injured or fearful of some of the hunting that's taken place. Imagine they can swim through some of the dolphins that may have been trapped, that have escaped or just been damaged, or the manatees that have been damaged. Imagine them swimming through this golden, like a golden bath, to cleanse them of their fear, to heal their wounds, so they can continue to help to heal the waters of our planet. Do whatever feels right for you to work with these beautiful creatures. Know that every molecule of the water has its own intelligence. As the whales say, it's the codes and the source of all life. And then imagine the oceans and the condensation rising up into the clouds, taking the golden energy up into the clouds that will then create the rain clouds. And then imagine the rain pouring down the golden light over the rainforests, creating new life. So the streams and the river systems again absorb even more golden light. And this beautiful golden rain regenerates growth. The trees and the plants that have been desecrated by us. So see the golden rain bringing new life. See the animals drinking from the streams of the golden light. See the people drawing water from the rivers of the golden light, drinking in the golden light. And then imagine yourself once again in your wild open space or on top of your mountain, wherever you found your space to start this journey. Imagine yourself standing there again with your arms outstretched once more and feel the gentle, soft rain, the golden rain coming down, washing you in this beautiful shower. I know that this golden light can help you heal the water within you, but also the water of our blue planet, turning our blue planet, our beloved blue planet, into a golden planet of diamond ascended light. And give thanks to the whales who celebrate this healing work. They send you so much love and gratitude for your efforts, for your willingness to be of service. And we give thanks to the cosmic dragons. So gently bringing your awareness back, taking another nice deep breath. Being very gentle with yourself. Having absorbed and assimilated all the beautiful golden diamond light into the water of your body. Know that you can share this diamond light whenever you wish, in whatever way you wish. And know that if you have any water near you, if you have a bottle of water near you, that by working with this golden diamond light, the water will be infused with this energy and that you can drink some or you can pour some into the waters nearby, whether you have a river or an ocean or a lake. To see what feels right for you. So it's my deepest love and gratitude for all of you that have been listening. Thank you so much for being here and for joining me today. Feel yourself wrapped in love and protection. To invoke the light to guide us on our journeys today and on our life's journey. Thank you all so much for being here. Just opening your eyes and bringing yourself back whenever you're ready.
Wonderful. Yeah, having to wiggle my toes and move around to come back into my body.
Just take your time.
I know. Everybody, get back into your body before you try to do anything.
Yeah, just take some nice, gentle, deep breaths, everyone.
Madeline, as you were taking us through this diamond golden light into the water and then it going up into the air and going across the land, it reminded me of something Granny said to me a while back, that if we focus all our healing energy on the waters, that it will heal the entire planet, because as that water evaporates, it carries those healing blessings over the land and every species. So that was really a beautiful visual today. It reminded me of her talking about that in the past.
Good. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And we can continue to send this out to any body of water we encounter any time, can't we, just by calling?
Absolutely, absolutely. That was the message that we can, in whatever way feels right for, I don't know how the, everybody listening, how that kind of worked for them, but the message was that we can just, you know, just send this out, just call in the dragons or call in whatever works for you, just call in the golden rain or whatever, and just send it out there, and that will, you know, just bring that beautiful healing.
So I'm going to unmute everyone, so if anyone has any questions or would like to say something to you, okay? Hold on.